Boise Fire Chief Dennis Doan looks up at a narrow tower next to the Boise River and within sight of downtown.
This is our training facility currently. It's a concrete building that, frankly, is almost useless to us.
Boise firefighters have been training here for more than 40 years. They can do some routine exercises, like rappelling from the roof, but Doan says they can't train with fire. For this, they have to wait for someone to donate an old house so they can light it up.
The problem with that, even though we do it and we're thankful, is it's very, very, very dangerous. With a training facility, we can control it. We could use natural gas as the flames so that we can shut it off immediately if something goes bad.
The $17 million bond would pay for a new training center and allow old stations to be upgraded while others would be replaced. Doan says they need to relocate some stations because, as the city has grown, some stations have become too far away to respond quickly. A few miles away, in Garden City, a fire station sits locked with an engine and ambulance inside. It's been closed for 3 years. Paul Fortin sets up an easel in front of the station's bay doors and puts up a map of the Boise area. It has fire stations marked with pins.
This would be this fire station right here.
Fortin is retired after 25 years with Boise's fire department. He's running for city council now, challenging council president Marianne Jordan. Fortin has made opposing the fire bond a key issue. Jordan supports it. Fortin is critical of how the fire department manages its money. He says they have too many highly paid battalion chiefs and inspectors, and they could divert money away from expensive but rarely used equipment.
We can reopen this fire station because you can see where it goes. They get a fire right here, that one's going to be first in.
He says reopening the Garden City station would help with response time because it's so central. Dennis Doan says he'd love to have this station running, but can't because it's not his. It belongs to the North Ada County Fire District. The district used to pay the Boise Department to man the station, but decided they couldn't afford it. Fortin's not convinced by that argument, and he's not convinced the department needs a new training center. And even if it does, he says, going into debt is not the way to get it.
Every year they take the max they can get at 3%, raising the income or the property tax level, and now they're trying to bond us to death.
His city council opponent, Marianne Jordan, says the bond is the only way to afford the fire projects. She says the city hasn't been able to keep up on needed capital improvements because of the recession. They need millions up front, she says, and doing it through a levy would be too burdensome for taxpayers. But a bond is harder to pass. A supermajority of Boise voters have to say yes. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.